a lot of the people that I mentioned that worked at Cleveland State found their way to MMS. Kid Leo was actually the first one. And then I was, I think, second. And then Matt. And then Betty. Through the next 2 to 3 years, there were part-time openings. And they all kind of just... And there were stories written about it, too. It's like, what's this place, CSU, grilling, you know, becoming a hotbed for the broadcast community? And the funny part about it, this was not a class. This was a part-time activity. Cleveland, the radio station, was just a part-time activity. It was not like I was going to radio school or anything like that. It was just a glorified PA system with a bunch of people that struck at the right time, at the right place.